Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It is our fall membership drive. I'll get back to that in a moment. Meanwhile, cooking doesn't have to be complicated to produce great results. Food writer Yasmin Farr's new cookbook speaks to that principle. It's titled Keeping It Simple, Easy Weeknight One-Pot Recipes. The New York Times, Forbes, and Esquire UK all named Keeping It Simple a best spring 2020 cookbook. Yasmin Farr, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
The main theme of Keeping It Simple seems to be that cooking shouldn't be an intense or panic-inducing exercise, but it is for so many people. What guided you in this journey?
I've always grown up loving cooking. Like, it was very big in my household. But then when I was coming up with the book, I was working also as a hotel and restaurant inspector. So I was traveling a ton and I was really tired. So I wanted recipes that were easy to make when I got home because I was super tired, but were also kind of good for me. And I think a lot of people relate to that. You know, if you have a busy lives or work schedules, but you want to make dishes that are delicious and tasty, but don't take up a ton of time and don't leave you with a sink full of dirty dishes. So that's kind of my cooking philosophy, I would say.
I was going to say, when I was working on some of the recipes myself, I kept forgetting it was just going to be a one pot. And I'd always go and grab my big boiler pot for the pasta.
Right.
And I go, oh my gosh, I don't need this. You know, and I'd have to, you know, toss out the water and start over again. It's really one-pot recipes. My guest is Yasmin Farr. She is a cookbook author. Her new book is titled Keeping It Simple, Easy Weeknight One-Pot Recipes. And if you're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, you know this is our fall membership drive. We count on listeners for the most important part of our budget. We rely on listener support to bring you great programs every day. Please make your gift right now at WOSU.org or by calling 866-897-9678. I can't wait to talk about this book. I love cookbooks, Yasmin. We have a great thank you gift today for all my listeners who love cookbooks, too. More specifically, for all my listeners who love cookbooks and love public radio, right? For a gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer, we will send you Keeping It Simple, Easy Weeknight One-Pot Recipes. This book is written by our guest today, Yasmin Farr, and includes 60 recipes that are quick, easy, and delicious. The last thing you want to do after a long day is cook a complicated meal. This book is full of easy recipes that are delicious and can be pulled together in a hurry. Learn to make lemon saffron chicken kebabs and mozzarella-topped chicken cutlets. There's a section in the book called Faster Than Delivery where you'll learn how to make a weeknight curry, mushrooms and ricotta toast, cheesy broccoli sando. And this book is beautiful with amazing pictures that will make you very hungry. Give now and get this book as a thank you gift for supporting All Sides with Ann Fisher. Make a gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150 at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. That's 866-897-9678. And it is a beautiful book. And I love the covers on these books. It's resilient. It's going to take a lot of splatters. Mine already has splatters on it, by the way.
Oh, yay. That's the best thing to hear.
So what made the cut for you? What were the, you know, qualifying factors that would get it in the book besides being a one pot dish?
I wanted to do like a variety of different foods, and I wanted to keep it kind of on the lighter side. Like, I know the word health is kind of loaded and means something different to anyone, to everyone. But I wanted people to make these dishes and also feel good after, because like you made a great meal for yourself, but you also feel good because you're eating nourishing foods and a lot of vegetables. So it is very vegetable forward, but there's a lot of interesting flavors and spices used. So you won't feel like you're eating boring food. You know, I just wanted to make it fun and delicious and very easy. So that was kind of my guiding principle, I guess I would say.
How did you get into food writing?
Kind of a topsy-turvy way. So I actually was pre-med in college, but I think I said before, like, food was a huge part of my childhood. Like, we always ate dinners together as a family. That was like a non-negotiable no matter how late someone came home. So I think food was always kind of like a form of love for me and something that I really cared about and brought people together, especially my family. And so when I was in college, I was pre-med, but I kind of knew I didn't want to do it, but I was like on this path and had this plan. And, you know, it's kind of hard to leave a path and a plan when you have one, you don't know what you want to do. But then I was like writing every day what I loved and what I wanted to do with my life. And food kept coming up over and over and writing. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to do it. So I moved to New York and I went to NYU and got a master's in food studies. And that's really where my career kind of took off in the food writing world. So I was very lucky to get into a great program and have and meet so many people there. And I still work with many of those same people. So yeah, that's kind of how I got started.
You know, one of the things when I'm looking at cookbooks to talk about on the show, to use maybe as thank you gifts during our membership drives, is how the book is used. And you actually, that's what you call your introduction yeah. is how to use this book. And why do you think that's necessary? I know why I think, but why did you think that was necessary?
Well, for this book, I really wanted to be approachable for all different types of cooks. So I have a lot of good friends who love food, but don't necessarily know a lot about cooking and kind of feel intimidated in the kitchen, like you were saying before. So I wanted to give them a lot of information that made it feel like, oh, you can do this. You know, like even if you're a little hesitant, a little scared, we're using these tips and this information, you know, you'll feel like confident in the kitchen, kind of like I'm there with you, giving you little tips and guides. So it was really important to me to give people kind of that encouragement from the start. And then I think people who know how to cook may still read that and want to know my intention behind the book and like what I was trying to achieve with it. So I wanted to make sure all levels of cooks felt comfortable cooking from it.
Yeah, and you have a words and phrases section as well. Yeah. And I think you're pretty spot on, you know, all kinds of things that I take for granted now. But when I first started, you know, really looking at recipes as a young cook, I didn't really understand what it meant to have add oil to a pan and wait till you see it shimmering. I mean, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, well, I remember also when I started to cook, learning reading through cookbooks, and I would look at every single word and like hang on it. And I was like, what does that mean? Like stir occasionally, stir frequently. I was like, what's the difference? And you feel kind of this like paranoid, like, oh my God, I'm going to ruin the recipe. And mm-hmm. you read it 15 times. And so kind of like you were saying, it's like now it's almost intuitive, but that's not the case for everyone. So for me, I really wanted to like highlight the differences between all of these kind of phrases that food writers use and think everyone knows. Maybe we take that for granted a little bit as well, but I really want to lay it out so, like we said, everyone would understand and be on the same page.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. My guest is Yasmin Farr. She is a food writer. Her debut cookbook is titled Keeping It Simple, Easy Weeknight, One Pot Recipes. And we thought it was the perfect thank you gift during this sort of pandemic mode that we're in right now. People are trying to simplify. These recipes are simple, but they're not, they taste complicated. They're not boring, I guess. This is not mac and cheese. Did you come up with these recipes? I think you have like stories with a lot of them.
Yeah, I did. A lot of them are influenced. I used to travel a lot. I mean, of course, we don't do that now, but it came a lot from my travels, from eating out, from just kind of, I guess, everything and talking to people. So I like the book has a lot of stories of how I came up with them and where this came from or where the ideas came from. So it is sort of, I guess I get inspiration almost everywhere I go, which sounds a little cheesy, but you know, it is exciting to eat out or read cookbooks and you get ideas and that's kind of how I come up with them.
The warm roasted vegetable salad sounds wonderful. Now, it's an autumn and winter go-to dinner, you call it. And that's from a section in the book. I think it's Bright Dishes for Cold Days.
I think that one actually is Salad for Dinner.
Salad for Dinner. Like, okay. You're right.
They're funny names. Yeah. But I really love vegetables. Like usually when I'm at home, I eat mostly vegetable-based dishes. And so it's just so nice to throw a ton on a sheet pan, let them cook and then eat them. And you can, you know, eat them as leftovers the next day on top of like salad greens or grains. So it's just nice to have that kind of like go-to recipe that you can make your own.
Yeah. And do you suggest how to use it for the next day?
Yeah, and not every recipe, but most of them I try to include leftover suggestions because even when I'm testing the recipes, you know, I live alone, so I have the food, so I eat it the next day. So it helps me come up with ideas on how people can use it again so you don't waste food. And also you can make something kind of old, new again. And there's lots of like swaps and substitutions because especially now during the pandemic, you can't always get all these ingredients. So it's nice to be able to use what you have on hand.
Yeah, it's kind of strange, isn't it, in the grocery store, some of the stuff that's hard to get. Like, I was having a hard time finding sherry, cooking sherry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, just weird.
It is, yeah. And it differs store to store. Like, I was having also difficult finding certain hand soap in, like, in my neighborhood, and I had to go to, like, a different area to find it, you know. But yeah, it is difficult, but
your book is really, I mean, obviously you started writing this and compiling it long before the pandemic.
I know. Yeah. I mean, it's very crazy that it came out in kind of when this all started. And I guess in my head, I was like, oh, it's over. You know, obviously there are larger issues in the world than my cookbook. But it's been great to see people cooking from it and that it's been actually helpful during this time. Cause like you said, it is pretty easy and cleanup is minimal. So no matter what's going on, you can kind of get something good and delicious on the table without a ton of work.
I still love cookbooks, and our listeners still love cookbooks. And you wrote an article earlier this year defending cookbooks in an age where the internet has made, you know, really countless recipes instantly available. I mean, I get the New York Times, you know, I followed their cooking app and everything like that, but I still have the cookbooks out. They're all over my, you know, tables and things like that because I go to them as reference, you know, just to get ideas. What's your defense?
Yeah. So I think it's what you were saying is like, it is so nice to have that convenience of finding recipes online, but there is something like tactile about having a cookbook in your hands. Like it's this very personal experience. And I think especially like you were saying, if you find an author you love or a topic, like you kind of form this bond with it. And like, that's something that isn't replaced by something online. So I think they're both very important, but I also love cookbooks, like just whether you want to kind of escape and like transport yourself somewhere into the book or just read stories or look at the photos. Like there is a very calming element to it. So I love holding it in my hands.
Thanks to Barbara Corner of Columbus and also Linda Haycock from Lima for your show of support for 89.7 NPR News. Remember, this is the fall membership drive on 89.7 NPR News, and this hour is all about delicious food and cooking, a favorite topic for many All Sides listeners. We're asking you to make a gift in support of these types of programs at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Make a gift of $12.50 a month as a sustaining member and get Keeping It Simple. Easy weeknight one pot recipes by Yasmin Farr, my guest today. This book includes more than 60 one pot dinners that you can whip up in no time at all. There's a section called Bright Dishes for a Cold Day that includes lots of soups and chilies, such as a vegetarian not so Texas chili and a curried butternut squash soup. You can also learn to make a fancy weeknight mushroom pasta or a lemony orzo. This book is an extension of the conversation we're having today. As a regular listener to All Sides, you know we cover the important news of the day from the global pandemic to the upcoming election. But there's also room for shows like this one, shows about cooking and enjoying time in your kitchen, especially during a time when we're all staying at home more. Your gift today will get you a great thank you gift and show your support for all the topics we cover on All Sides. Get this cookbook, Keeping It Simple, Easy Weeknight One-Pot Recipes, as your thank you gift today when you give $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150 at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And if you're already a member of 89.7 NPR News, thank you. But if you have been a member at $10 a month for a while, this is a great opportunity to increase that sustaining membership to $12.50 a month. Your extra support will go a long way toward helping sustain the future of public radio. And you can get this cookbook. Thank you. So consider increasing your sustaining membership to $12.50 a month today at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. What kind of, Yasmin Farr, what kind of feedback do you get from the readers of the book? I mean, do people use it and then send you notes and give you feedback?
Yeah, that's actually one of my favorite things. I get a lot of photos and pictures. And a lot of people, especially during the start of the pandemic, were sending me their substitutions and swaps. And I was kind of blown away about how clever people were. Like even in the lemon saffron chicken kebabs that you mentioned, someone was using tortilla instead of pita bread. And like they said, it was delicious. And, you know, all these different substitutions that they made them their own. And I think that's such a joy to see as someone who creates recipes, because that's what you really want, is people to get in the kitchen, to get excited by it, to start thinking about new ideas. So That's really been such a wonderful thing to see.
This cookbook, it seems to me, can appeal to a lot of different people, experienced cooks who still appreciate that one pot scenario, and beginner cooks too.
Yeah, definitely. It's like, I think if someone who's maybe more comfortable in the kitchen, they'll probably look at the recipe and be like, okay, I like that, but I'll change this and that. And then someone who, you know, needs a little more guidance will follow it to the T. So it's really meant to be kind of a guiding tool for however you want it. So if you want to follow it word by word, like, it'll be great and delicious. If you want to make it your own, like, please do that. And then eventually maybe everyone will get it and make it their own and do their own little twist and fun things to it. So
866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Now's the time to show your support for 89.7 NPR News. We're talking about cookbooks. It's one of my favorite. I love to talk about a lot of things. I pretty much love to talk about anything, you know, from politics with Ken Rudin to cooking with Yasmin Farr. It's all interesting to me. It must be to you, or you wouldn't be listening right now. cooking shows are something that I don't do as much of as I would like to, because there are so many pressing issues in the world today to talk about. But certainly something, there's nothing more pressing, really, ultimately, than what we put in our bodies and how we nourish ourselves. So show your support for the kind of programming you come to enjoy every single day. Today, I'm talking with Yasmin Farr. She's a food writer. Her debut cookbook is delightful. It's called Keeping It Simple, Easy Weeknight One Pot Recipes, and it's beautiful. Call 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and show your support right now. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. You talk in the book about how great dishes start with fresh, quality ingredients, but you can also use a lot of things from your pantry, too. How do you limit your trips to the grocery store at this point? I love to grocery shop, so it's been really hard for me.
I know, me too. I think that was really an adjustment at the start, because, like you said, I love to go almost every day and just kind of pick up things. But I was doing a lot of, I would pick up maybe like the same herbs like cilantro or parsley, and then kind of like shallots or onions, like other aromatics, and then have kind of like the Dijon or the curry paste or the miso paste that I talk about in the book, and then try to make a bunch of meals from there. And it is helpful to like freeze things. Like I would freeze a lot of like ground chicken. I can make the meatballs in the book, or I would do a lot of roast chicken. Like there's two spatchcock chickens. And if you do something like that, you can eat it in different ways throughout the week. Like you can make, shred the chicken and put it into soup or put on top of a salad. So I think for me, it was like kind of buying something that I could cook and then eat in different forms throughout the week, or reuse the ingredients in different ways.
The subtitle of the book is Easy Weeknight One Pot Recipes, mm-hmm. but there are sheet pan recipes too. So it's basically one cooking.
It is a little confusing. Vessel. Yeah, it's like one pot, pan, one vessel. We kind of struggled with that. I was like, do we say a pan and a pot? And it's like, now one pot sort of means one cooking vessel, but it is a little confusing.
And then a lot of your recipes feature Mediterranean flavors, and that you admit you have a thing for feta, which is a wonderful accent cheese. what is your favorite? I mean, when you think about the book and what you put into it, what was the must have for you? What is your favorite
Recipe in the book?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so hard. Mm-hmm. What is my favorite? There is like a lemon, a saffron chicken called like mama's chicken, and something that my mom made a lot, and it has just like wonderful spices, and like saffron is such a beautiful color and it's such a great flavor. And you basically like sear chicken thighs and then finish cooking them on top of rice and gets this beautiful color. And it's like very fragrant, warm. And I've heard it's very child friendly. A lot of my friends and other readers' kids have made it, and the kids love it. So I love that because it just smells so good and it's like very comforting for me. But the sheet pan recipes are so nice because you really just like throw things on the pan, put it in the oven and walk away. Like there's baked chicken, ricotta meatballs that are great with broccolini. Mm-hmm. And there's like a halibut. And they're all really like 30-minute, 20-minute meals that are great. Oh, and sorry, can I add a couple more? I was like, wait, I just started remembering more. There is this mushroom technique that I use in the book, and it's really foolproof. Like you cook mushrooms in a dry pan, they get golden brown like every time. And there's a really easy mushroom pasta that takes 20 minutes to make. And it's one of those that feels way fancier and much harder than it actually is. So that's kind of my, like, I make that, I'm like, ooh, good job, you know? Yeah. So it tastes really good, but wasn't a ton of work. So I would say definitely try that one too. It'll surprise you.
Mushroom and pasta, yummy. You actually devoted an entire page to feta, by the way.
I did. I really love it. It's so good.
I didn't know there were different kinds of feta.
Yeah, it's all different kinds. Like, depends on the amount of, like, whether it's sheep's milk, goat's milk, cow's milk, and the, like, the amount of each one. And Bulgarian is my favorite because I find it creamier, like, when it's in the brine. But sometimes that can be harder to find. But I think as long as you find one that's kind of in that brine, that, like, murky, salty liquid, it keeps it really flavorful and doesn't dry out.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. Thanks to Lawrence and Deborah Krissek from Ostrander for your support of 89.7 NPR News. We are talking today with Yasmin Farr. She's a food writer. Her debut cookbook has been gotten some great notice. It's titled Keeping It Simple, Easy Weeknight One-Pot Recipes. And if this is the kind of show you enjoy, you know, you like the break from the politics and the public affairs and the pandemic, and you want to just talk about food, I'm on board with that. I want you to show your support, though, now, and tell us that that is something that matters to you. This is sort of like voting with your pocketbook a little bit, but you're telling us that this is programming that you value. The number to call to show your support, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. You know, 2020 has been an interesting year, to say the least. Many of us have been adapting to a new normal. And All Sides has been covering it all, from the pandemic to social justice and race issues to the 2020 election. Make a gift of today in support of 89.7 NPR News and this show as well. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. For your gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer, you can get a wonderful, beautiful cookbook as a thank you gift. It's called Keeping It Simple, Easy Weeknight One-Pot Recipes. When we pick thank you gifts for our membership drives, we have our listeners in mind. We do not pick any old thing off the shelf. We focus on well-crafted, helpful, and delightful cookbooks. And this is one of those amazing books. We know everyone's been eating at home more often. Perhaps you're getting a little sick of takeout and you want to experiment in your kitchen, but you're also thinking, I don't have the time or capacity to make something complicated. Well, then this is the book for you. Get this book as your thank you gift at $12.50 a month at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. You know, the goal of the book is to get dinner on the table quickly, but also to create something truly amazing as a weeknight reward. You deserve it. Why order takeout when you can throw together a fabulous one-pot meal in 20 minutes? And I've been testing the recipes, and they are true to the timing. With your gift, you will be supporting public radio and get a great book in return as our way of saying thank you for that donation. Your gift to 89.7 NPR News right now supports the conversations you will hear on All Sides in the months to come. We talk about local issues and we discuss global issues with a local perspective. All Sides is a show you are not going to find anywhere else on the radio, only on 89.7 NPR News. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And this thank you gift is $12.50 a month as a sustainer or for a one-time gift of $150 at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. Tell us you value this programming. Thanks to Jennifer Garvin from Columbus for your support of 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. I get to hang out with a cookbook author for a while, and that is not a bad thing. My guest is Yasmin Farr. She's a food writer, and her new cookbook is titled Keeping It Simple, Easy Weeknight One-Pot Recipes. You know, like I said at the beginning of the hour, I kept forgetting, and I would, if there was pasta involved, I would grab the big, my big, you know, tankard that I do my pasta in, and then realize, no, that you've made it so you can work the pasta right into the one pan.
Yeah, exactly. You just add a little bit more water or like broth or stock, right, and then you cook it right there. And then it's great because then the starches and the pasta release, and it gets kind of this more like emulsified, like creamy and delicious flavor to it, which I really like.
Exactly. I mean, there's always the hint to add a little of the water from your pasta.
Definitely. Yeah, the starch. Exactly.
Yeah, because of the starch. But this really does a job. One thing I noticed I was using, I think I did the Sunday tubular.
Oh, yeah. I love that name. Sorry.
No, it's really good. I loved it. And but that's when I, from doing that one, is when I realized, no, I either have to pre-cook the pasta a little bit or I needed to add more liquid because I didn't have enough in there. And I just knew you know, you get used to it and you figure it out, and you and people need to be flexible and need to adjust. You just don't know what the environment's going to be like.
Exactly. And everyone's different pots and pans, so it's hard to know what everyone's cooking with. So we try to give like as much instruction as possible. But yeah, I can't unfortunately be in the kitchen with everyone.
Sunday tubular is really great the next day, too, by the way. Yeah. It's good on Mondays, too. And so how do you come up with the name? Something like Fancy Weeknight Mushroom Pasta. I think that's what you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I think it's like when I'm describing to a friend, I'm like, yeah, it feels really fancy, but you know, it came together really quickly. So it's this like fancy weeknight mushroom pasta. So it doesn't sound like this beautiful, like inspirational way, I guess, just kind of how I speak and how I would describe it. So and that's what it feels like, right? It's like this recipe that's very easy, that looks really beautiful, and it kind of looks fancy. And you're like, oh, I did that in 20 minutes, you know? So
what's it like to be named a best spring 2020 cookbook by the New York Times?
Oh my gosh, it's just so over, like it's really incredible. Like I didn't have any words like when it happened. It's just, I feel like when you write a cookbook, you know, you dream of this, right? Like you, and you have no idea what's gonna happen. Like you put all everything you have into it and you want it to be great and you're so excited, but you really just make it and put out in the world and there's no way of knowing how people will receive it. And so when I learned about that, I was just like, oh my goodness, you know, I think I just get chills every time I think about it still, so. Is really exciting and they're so wonderful and there's so many other great books on that list and I mean and cookbooks in general, so it's still very exciting. It's hard to believe sometimes.
Well, congratulations. It is I you know, as soon as I saw it, ooh, squid ink pasta. That what is that? Tell me the deal about that.
I love squid ink pasta, and I think the story in it is so I used to live in London and my nephews are there. And so I used to bring them squid ink pasta back from Italy when I could, cause they loved it. And they were like 8 years old. And I was like, this is amazing. And we cooked it with crab and some like breadcrumbs, like panko breadcrumbs, to give it like a little crunchy flavor. It's one of those, I think that's in the looks more impressive than they are chapter, which is dishes that kind of feel like ones that you would find in a restaurant, probably on a restaurant menu, but they're actually really easy to throw together. So that's definitely one of them. It looks super fancy, but it's really easy. And I know crab is kind of expensive, so shrimp can be a really easy substitute for that as well.
A lot of the time, most of the recipes serve four or serve two, with four for sharing or leftovers and that kind of a thing, right?
Yeah. It's like, I think it's always hard with servings because it depends how much everyone eats, you know? So I feel like two for sharing means you can have a big second helping or you have lunch the next day. But four for sharing means everyone gets a portion, but you probably want like a salad or a side dish with it as well, just to make sure.
You know, we talk a lot about foodies these days, and that's such a thing. And you know, Columbus is a big foodie city and it's been hard hit by the pandemic. What are you seeing out there?
I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
Yeah, just the whole foodie thing. And Columbus is a big foodie city.
Yeah.
The people love their restaurants. We love it local. It's a big deal. And a lot of restaurants have shut down and it's been very hard to keep them going. What are you seeing out there?
Yeah, New York is definitely the same. I mean, it's so hard because so many places that, you know, I love and so many people love have closed or just kind of changing or probably won't reopen. And a lot of bars, you know, have not reopened here at all. So it is really hard. And the ones that are open, I mean, I think there's a lot of talk about it because you want to support them. You know, you want to give them your business, but I know a lot of people don't also have a lot of money to do that. But then also for people who are working in the restaurant, they're exposed a lot more. So I feel like there's kind of this difficult decision when you go to a restaurant, you know, and we are doing mostly outdoor dining here. We haven't done any indoor dining in New York right now.
Right.
So I think it's supposed to open at the end of the month. So we'll see how that kind of goes. But I think it's just really hard. It's an industry that's been hit, like a lot of them, but really, really hard. And it's just really sad.
Do you think there's going to be any ripple effect in just people's interest in food? Because a lot of times, like, you go out to a restaurant, you have a fancy meal, and you're like, hey, I'm going to try that at home, or it inspires you. We're not getting that circular flow right now.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people, and it's probably because early in lockdown, you know, there was no option other than some delivery. But I think a lot of people who really relied on going out to eat are cooking more because they don't really have, I guess, much of a choice. And they're finding a lot of joy in it, which is really exciting. You know, so there are some plus sides to all of the kind of negative things that are sad things that have happened. But I do think people who, like, even I know, never cooked before are starting to cook more and getting really excited by it. I'm like, well, that's a wonderful thing to see, you know? And so I think there are, like, you know, buying more cookbooks or looking at recipes online, it's getting that involvement and excitement about food, maybe in a slightly different way than restaurants.
Plus, they're working from home, a lot of people who are working, and you can get things started earlier in a day, you know, that can be braising something. It's not like it's impossible to think about doing stuff like that nowadays.
Exactly. Like, you can check on it every couple of hours, whatever you need to. I think probably as winter and the cold weather months hit, that'll probably happen even more. So I'm like, not ready.
Well, it's the short days are hard on me, but the long nights, however you want to look at it.
That's true. That's a nice, but the short days are difficult and the cold weather, but what are you gonna do? Part of life, I guess, right?
Exactly. You just get through it. Thanks to Sue Hatchin in Worthington, and thanks to Sandra Dayton in Groveport. Sandra and Sue, it's people like you that help me get through it. When you show support for 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive, and we're asking you to support public radio today at WOSU.org or by calling 866-897-9678. You know that we're committed to producing in-depth, focused conversations on issues important to Columbus and Central Ohio. You hear from our weekly reporter roundtable every Monday morning. You hear important information on the coronavirus here in Ohio. You hear facts straight from the experts so you can make important decisions for yourself, your family, and our community. This show did not go anywhere during the COVID-19 shutdown. We were live on the air bringing you vital information every day. Support this local talk show that you rely on with a gift today at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. When you make a gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer, you can get a wonderful cookbook as a thank you gift. It is called Keeping It Simple, Easy Weeknight One-Pot Recipes. We thought this was apropos for the times in which we live. The book includes more than 60 recipes that you can whip up in 20 to 30 minutes. They're cooked in one pot, so cleanup is easy, too. You can make Thai lemongrass coconut chicken soup, yum, butternut couscous with crispy pancetta. The book is divided into sections, including bright dishes for cold days, salad for dinner, and look more impressive than they are. Get this book today for a gift of support at $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. We have about 20 minutes left in the program. I usually take a break, but not today because I'm asking you to take a quick break from this and show your support for 89.7 NPR News. I think with 20 minutes left, we could do 15 shows of support at any level that you can afford, whatever you can afford. We just want to hear from you, that this matters to you, that this programming is something you depend on every day, and you're willing to put a price on that, and you're willing to figure out what can you afford to support, to show your support for 89.7 NPR News. The number is 866-897-9678, and you can go online to WOSU.org. It is surprising sometimes to me how quick it is to do this, to play a role in supporting your public radio station. Yasmin has offered to autograph your cookbook thank you gift as well. So when you get Keeping It Simple, you will be getting an autographed copy of the book as our thank you gift when you make a gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And because I am a pretty goal-oriented person, I am asking people to think about supporting us right now. I'm looking for 15 pledges before the end of the hour in about 18 minutes. Thanks to Barbara Edwards and Blacklick for your support. That means we have 14 left to go in the hour to hit my goal. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. You know, Yasmin, I said, you mentioned earlier that the way you know, your family and the mm-hmm. love of cooking and the love of food in your family, your travel, all that came to bear in this cookbook. I'm wondering how influenced or not you were by all of the television cooking shows.
A little bit. I think, I'm not sure I watched that many when I was younger. It was mostly, my dad is like a very big cook. He's just the person, like my mom would make mostly dinners when we were younger during the week, but he's the one who would like bake bread on the weekends, make pizza dough, and like really has a garden. So he was like very into that whole kind of food aspect of it. So I really grew up with that. But Julia Child, I just love. And mm-hmm. then, yeah, I guess I didn't watch a ton growing up, but maybe more so now. I'm more interested in them.
I went through a phase, like I like Top Chef.
Oh, yeah.
And a few other things because I like the competition. But I, you know, we're all binging to one extent or another.
Right.
And I went through and watched the last season of The Great British Baking Show. And oh, that just warmed that. The cockles of my heart.
They are so lovely.
They are. They're so nice.
They're so nice. And they're so nice to each other.
Yeah.
I was like, this is wonderful to see.
Yeah, I know. None of the cattiness. Because I just think that just gives cooking such a bad name when they're fighting and catty and mean to each other.
Yeah. And like, I think with cooking, like where there's so much we can learn from each other. So it's like, when you're like, oh, let me help you figure that out. Or, oh, maybe try this. Like, it's so wonderful to see that. Cause that really is like the spirit of it.
Right. And so when someone sends you a note about how they substituted something or what worked or what didn't, it's not no offense taken. It's just part of the whole experience, the whole organic experience of cooking.
Absolutely. I love it. I think it's great. Like, I think part of my goals for people, I mean, maybe it's not great for my career, but to like use the book and kind of leave me behind and make it their own. So I love seeing this. And I think it's so wonderful that people get excited and start thinking about different creative ideas. Cause I think, I mean, I do love all my recipes, but they're not set in stone. Like they're meant to really be adapted and make your own and, you know, make swaps and substitutions. So I think it's so fun when people do their own little spin on it. Cause everyone has different like preferences for taste anyway. So.
We have just about 16 minutes to go and 14 pledges of support at any level you can manage. For call 866-897-9678. Meeting this goal will make this hour a success and will help us stay on track for the overall goal of the drive. We need your support. We need you to tell us this matters to you. Whether you're just listening to this, you don't even cook, but you just like listening to people mm-hmm. talk about food. Maybe you love to cook and you love cookbooks like we do. Whatever it is, it's what you're still listening to us. And so I want you to think about why that is. And I'm sure that in this day and age, it's not because your diet's stuck at this dial. You can call 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and help us meet that goal. We have about 15 minutes left and 14 more pledges to go. 866-897-9678. We're not asking you to go outside your comfort zone when making a gift to public radio. We ask you to give what fits into your budget. If you love cooking shows on all sides, but $12.50 a month doesn't work for you, make a gift in another amount right now. Making that gift now while this show is on the air, like I said earlier, it's kind of like voting for this type of conversation on all sides. So show your support in the amount that works for your budget, but do it now before the end of the hour. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And again, if $12.50 a month does work for you, then pick up Keeping It Simple, Easy Weeknight One-Pot Recipes. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Thanks for helping me meet my relatively arbitrary goal But the ultimate goal of is anything but arbitrary. It's to get you to show support, to get you to become a member of 89.7 NPR News. If you've never done it before, you get a lot of satisfaction out of it. It's sort of endorphin-like, I think. You feel, just feel good. So get that feeling, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and show support for your public radio station. My guest right now, Yasmin Farr, she's a food writer, and her new cookbook is titled Keeping It Simple, Easy Weeknight One-Pot Recipes, and it was recognized by the New York Times, Forbes, and Esquire UK, all naming it a best spring 2020 cookbook, but it's organized, so it's a year-round book. You can use it year-round, and it helps. It's just, as Yasmin says so generously, it's kind of like a guidebook. 866-897-9678. I'm wondering, you know, you about the fresh quality ingredients, and if you can talk to folks about how to make some kind of judgments and how you shop.
I think it, like looking for ingredients, I think what I try to do is, let's say you're looking for herbs, you want things that don't have any like brownness on like the leaves, that are like kind of firm and intact. So it's kind of hard though, unfortunately, because usually when I shop for ingredients, I try to touch them, which like right now is not really what you're supposed to do or allowed to do in some places. So I think just, I try to shop at the farmer's market as much as I can, which year round in New York is a little difficult, but that way you're really getting like fresh seasonal produce. And I think, both shopping and eating foods that are in season are really great because they also taste better. Like, yes, you can get strawberries and blueberries in like the dead of winter, but they probably don't taste as good as they do in the summer, you know, when they're like so bright and full of flavor. So I think that helps a lot with cooking because whatever your base is, that's what's going to make the end result. So like, it's only going to be as good as what you start with. So starting with like the best quality food that you can afford and like the freshest one will really help you in the end.
I just want to remind folks that if you're already a member of 89.7 NPR News, we thank you. But if you have been a member at $10 a month for a while, this is a great opportunity to increase that sustaining membership to $12.50 a month. Your extra support goes a long way toward helping sustain the future of public radio, and you can get this cookbook as our thank you gift. So consider increasing your sustaining membership to $12.50 a month today at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Thanks to Catherine Clark of Dublin, and thanks to Neil and Sally Larimer from Columbus. That means we have 12 more to go and just about 12 minutes to go. 12 more shows of support at whatever level you can afford. But remember, if you're already a member, and you can afford to, maybe you've been a member at $5 or $10 a month, and you can afford to increase that sustaining membership to $12.50 a month, that extra support will help. And you could get this cookbook as a thank you gift. So consider that, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. We have 12 to go and just a little over 11 minutes to go. What, Yasmin Farr, what do you feel like sets your cookbook apart? I mean, I guess you want to think you're doing something that's different.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's a good question. I think even when you try to sell a cookbook, it's like, okay, how is this going to stand out from every other cookbook? And there's so many cookbooks. The accessibility of mine is what I really think is part of it. It's like, it's very approachable. The recipes are around 30 minutes or so, but they're all different kinds. And what I really want is for people to kind of learn basic techniques and make them their own. So like, there's that mushroom technique I talked about. There's a way to use scallops. It's like foolproof and very easy. There's a way to spatchcock chicken, which is basically butterflying it. So the goal was to kind of subtly teach people these cooking techniques, and then that way they can, you know, feel more empowered, do their own creativity with them. So yes, it's easy and delicious, but also I'm trying to teach you things without you knowing it. So that's my goal.
A lot of people are using cookbooks to teach their kids fractions and chemistry as well right now, right?
Yeah, that's really smart. That's great. And the kids love cooking. Like I have two nephews and we always like cook together and they love it. They actually like asked to do it first. So I think it is great. A lot of these are really kind of simple. So I think in a good way, but I think kids would really enjoy making them as well.
You talked about your mom and dad cooking. What do they think about the book?
They love it. I think my mom bought 10 copies and I was like, Mom, what are you going to do with that? Like, and actually her and her friend, it's so cute. Every Saturday, they'll pick a recipe from my book and make it for each other and surprise each other. I was like, that's so sweet. Like, so I know, like, Mom, what a supporter, but.
Yeah. Well, no, hey, you know, that's what moms do.
Yeah. Exactly.
And your dad, what does he say?
Oh, he loves it. And like, there's some stories about him in the book and he's like so proud. It's really sweet. It's just, yeah, they've been really wonderful. I think they're really just excited for me. And again, like no one knew what was going to happen with the book. Like it could have been a giant flop. So it's great. It's great that people like it, you know?
No, it's a great book. It really is. Thanks to Edwin Desmond of Delaware. We have 11 to go before the end of the hour. Huh. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive, and we're asking you to support public radio today. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. If you listen to All Sides every day, you know the show is committed to producing in-depth, focused conversations on issues important to Columbus and Central Ohio. Most people are big fans of the Weekly Reporter Roundtable every Monday morning. We have devoted I don't know how many shows now to coronavirus and will continue to cover this incredibly important and changing news topic. It's changing everything about our lives right now, and we need to understand and know the facts. You hear facts straight from experts so you can make important decisions for yourself, your family, and our community. We were there all the way during the shutdown, every single day during the COVID-19 shutdown. We were live on the air bringing you vital information every day. So support this local talk show that you rely on with a gift today at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Keeping It Simple by Yasmin Farr includes more than 60 recipes that you can really whip up in 20 to 30 minutes. I checked. And they are cooked in a one pot, so cleanup is easy, too. It's true. You can make Thai lemongrass coconut chicken soup, which I have not yet, but butternut couscous with crispy pancetta. The book is divided into sections, bright dishes for cold days. We got some of those coming up. Salad for dinner. Everybody's trying to eat more greens, look more impressive than they are. Everybody wants to show off to somebody. Get this book today for a gift of support at $12.50 a month as a sustainer. And remember, if you're already supporting us as a sustainer at less than $12 a month, you can up it to $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150, maybe extra, and you can get this book as our thank you gift. Thanks to Barbara Galantowicz from Columbus. That means we have 10 more to go and just a little over 6 minutes. 10 more pledges. That's what we're looking for. Show your support at whatever level you can afford. 866-897-9678. Thanks to Deanna Rush from Powell. That means 9 to go now and just a little over, just about 6 minutes to go. 866-897-9678. Be one of the 9 to help me reach our goal for this hour. 866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support to keep 89.7 NPR News on the air, providing you the programming you depend on every day. My guest this hour, Yasmin Farr, she's a food writer, and her new cookbook is titled Keeping It Simple. And these days, with all the complications out there, keeping it simple sounds really good to me, and I've been trying the recipes in the book, and it's just as it's billed. Thanks to William Quick from Hilliard. Now we have just 8 to go and just a little over 5 minutes. 866-897-9678. I think this book would make a great gift for any beginning cook. It's got all kinds of yummy, yummy recipes in it, but it also starts with a primer on ingredients, cooking terms, and tools. You don't need to have a lot of prior kitchen know-how to pull off these recipes, but they're complex, they're interesting, and there's something for everyone. Thanks to Robert Conley from Columbus, and thanks to Lance Clark in Columbus. That means 6 more to go before the end of the hour. I know we can do it. I know you're out there. Deanna Rush, William Quick, Robert Conley, Lance Clark, join them right now, 866-897-9678, and show your support at whatever level is comfortable for you. Live within your means. That's what a lot of people are doing these days, and it's amazing. Part of that is just a lot of people are eating at home, and everybody could use a new cookbook to make that more interesting. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. You know, Yasmin Farr, I guess one of the fun things about a cookbook like this, and particularly when you get the notice you did in Forbes and New York Times, is you get to travel and you get to do book tours, but you didn't get to do that.
Yeah. I fortunately got to do the first part of mine, but then a lot got canceled. And it is sort of a bummer because it's such a great way to meet people and go around and talk about the book. So it was a little bit of a bummer, but I think they're, doing something like this and getting to talk about it. And it's still been great that people aren't cooking from it. So hopefully my next book, if I get to do another one.
And as beautiful as this is, you don't want people to keep it nice and neat.
No, I want people to spill on it, splatter it, dog ear it, because it's meant to be used. It's not one of these books that's just beautiful coffee table book. It should be definitely spilled on, used. And that's probably the best gift you can give a cookbook author, is to show that your book is heavily used and worn and stained everywhere. So please do that.
Thanks to Susan Burnham and Craig McVeigh of Columbus. That means we have five more pledges to go. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Do you like to go to flea markets and garage sales and look for old cookbooks?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I have over 300 cookbooks. It's almost a problem. They're so, I know it's bad. I read Marie Kondo's book and I was like, okay, I've got to get rid of some. I was like, what brings me joy? What does it? And I got rid of a bunch because, I love to collect them, especially older ones, the weathered pages and just seeing
other with the recipes still stuck inside of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know. I have to buy those because it makes me sad that somebody didn't at least take out grandma's recipes. Thanks to Christine Putnam from Columbus. That means we have four more to go. I have to say thank you to Yasmin Farr for joining us today. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's so wonderful what you're doing. So I'm really glad I could be here.
Yasmin Farr, food writer. Her debut cookbook is titled Keeping It Simple, Easy Weeknight One-Pot Recipes. You're listening to All Sides with Dan Fisher. It's listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus and online at WOSU.org. It's a service of WOSU Public Media, 89.7 NPR News. We're global, we are local. And thanks to Andy Woodmansee from Columbus, that means we have three more to go and 2 minutes. And I know we can make it happen. Three more pledges of whatever level is comfortable for you. Please live within your means. We're counting on you to do that. But also we're counting on you to show your support and, step up for 89.7 NPR News. We just come to you a couple times a year and ask for your support. And it's kind of like voting. It matters to me if you show your support during this show. Janice Foster in Pickerington, thanks for your support while I'm on the air. That means we have two more pledges to go to meet my ridiculously arbitrary goal. But I like setting goals. It gives us something to shoot for. And I think it's important. Keeping it simple, that's our thank you gift at $12.50 a month as a sustainer. Maybe you're already at about $10 a month as a sustainer, and you can afford to go up $2.50 a month or a one-time gift of $150. Then this is your opportunity. This is our inspiration for you to up the ante a little bit. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. We're now in the final minute. Janice Foster, thanks so much again of Pickerington for your support. Everybody else out there, just two to go. Be the two. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. You know that We have been here for you, and we need you to be there for us. You listen to 89.7 NPR News because you treasure a vibrant and open-minded community where people are engaged. Thanks to Ben Garcia of Columbus, that means we have just one more to go, where people work together to make Central Ohio a great place to live. That's why this station is dedicated to a two-hour daily local show like All Sides. Tell us this is something that's important to you. 866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org and join Janice and Ben and everybody else. Thank you so much for listening.